flesh, bones, and blood of the earth. There's a fire and water within me, and the air that I breathe of the world. And I know deep within me I live on and on, like the waters of life and the salt in the sea. I live on and on, but I don't yet know where the waters of life and the salt of the sea, they dissolve. There's a wind and it blows and it thunders, and the rains come and go on the plains. Once I saw you there standing before me, and now I am here all alone. And I know deep within me you live on and on, like the waters of life and the salt in the sea. You live on and on, but I don't yet know where, when the waters of life and the salt of the sea, they dissolve. When I die while you're alive, where am I? When I die while you're alive, where am I? Chidevadi hastu, chidevalokash, chidevabhutani, chidendriyani, karta chidanta karanam chideva, chideva sarvam.
A young man approached a master and he said, I want to learn archery. The master said, that's good. We'll begin right away. But the man said, I want to learn archery. But I am waiting for the perfect time. And the master asked, what do you mean by the perfect time? The young seeker said, perfect time is when the weather is pleasant. There is no rains. There are no storms. The wind is not blowing too harsh. And at the same time, I have radiant mood. My mood is good. The master said, such a time may never come because life is imperfect. Life is unpredictable. Waiting is the luxury of fools. Postponing is to remain trapped in the illusion of tomorrow. Life is here and life is now, with all its imperfection. It's beautiful. The desire for perfection and and waiting for perfection may never materialize, but that doesn't mean you never begin. The time to begin is now. But the man who wanted to learn did not heed to this. Golden gems of advice, he continued, postponing, procrastinating, until one day he was on his deathbed and he realized, it's too late now. His dream of becoming the best archer remained unfulfilled. There are so many things we keep on postponing. Today's Murli teaches us the language of now. And why do we delay? And why do we postpone? Just look at your own life from morn till dusk. Starting with Amritvela, there are hundreds of Brahmins who are still flickering. Yet not stable in their spiritual lifestyle. And they keep on postponing. Procrastination is the thief of time. Second is surface level mudli churning and deeper level Murli contemplation. The third is health. They are yet not stable. They think, make plans of weight loss, weight gain. But everything meets with a failure. Unless and until the body is healthy, spirituality is a far cry. To think of exercising, but the dream remains a dream, unaccomplished. They think of running, jogging, walking, exercising, but it fails. They think of making diet changes to come out of the trapped of the cooked, but the trap is intense. It entails reading books, understanding the knowledge. With understanding, things will become easy. Otherwise, they are like an obligation, a duty. And it will not work. So they remain in that trap of eating, suffering, not understanding what to eat and what to drink, and carrying that load of heaviness If you want a strong and powerful Amrit Vela of 2 hours, you have to get rid of the heaviness. Density. Otherwise, you remain in the state of food coma. The next is seva, an initiative. There are people who want to do so many things in service, but they are not ready to take initiative. The next is relationships. The relationships are suffering from heavy damage. They need repair. The emotional fractures need stabilization. If needed, surgery. Good care. The emotional wounds are deep. The traumatic events of the past have not responded to the treatment you have given them. They need a second opinion. They need counseling. Each one of us needs counseling. Even the counselor needs the counseling. And counselor is not a teacher. He is or she is a facilitator. To share with a counselor is not something that makes, that belittles you. Rather, it gives you another perspective to understand the same scenario. You are having problem with a person who is very tough, who is very difficult to deal with. But you understand that every human being is a soul on an independent journey. What that person is at present is the result of the past emotions, experiences, conditionings. So don't delay. Patch up. Breakups. Break the divinity of the soul. They bring heaviness. So in this Murli, Baba said, Brahma Baba doesn't like the word later. He just loves only one word, now. He just loves one language, abhi abhi, now. Do it now, do it here. Don't delay, don't postpone. So now plan. Now plan. What are the things I delay? Make a list of those things, just 3 of them. Amrit Vela, alteration in food, habits, exercise, that's it. Or you are having some problem with them. Time limit, set the time limit. Unless and until the time limit, the deadline is set, it will go on. It will not work. How? Think of the steps to do it. You are not waking up at Amrit Vela. Think why. Make steps. You are not churning Murli, or even if you are reading, it is just a superficial. You are not giving exams. Read, give exams. You don't like lectures, stop listening to them. Straight read Murli on your own and give exams. If you don't like reading, giving exams, create your own papers. Even if you don't like that, just read the Murli, but with deeper understanding. So this Murli traces this important aspect of being in this moment, of living now. One is living in this moment, another is doing now. The power of now. And now in spirituality is not about doing things immediately. Now brings the momentum in the spiritual life. Now frees you from the prison of later. So this Murli has few points. This is the Murli of Dashera, the 9 days of Navratri festival. That culminates in the burning of Ravana's, Meghnath and Kumbhakarna's effigy. So Baba said it starts with Durga Puja. Durga symbolizes victory of good over evil. Killing the negative tendencies which is within us. And embodying divine virtues, that is Durga Ashtami, Ashtami. After this, there is Dashera or killing of Ravana. It's also the mingling of feminine and masculine energies to win over the demon. So this Vijaya Dashmi, you burn the internal Ravana of ego, of attachment, of vices, which will be followed by brotherhood, Bharat Milap. And the Ram will come back to Ayodhya. And this symbolizes service and love, seva, brotherhood, universal brotherhood. And then there would be lighting of lamps, but which lamps? Brahma Baba wants you to become free, one. Become his companion too, and then open the gates of Muktidham. Become the lamp of his hope. This is internal Diwali. It has nothing to do with lighting lamps outside. Light the lamps of knowledge within. And at last, that will lead to coronation. So everything starts with Durgashtami also. Is the killing of the buffalo, demon, Mahishasur, by goddess. So it is the killing of the bad. Ravan is not the name of the person, it is the name of thought. It is the name of thinking, soch. It is the thought pattern. It is some tendencies. So, in different areas of India, in East India, there is worship of Durga. In North India, Ram Leela and burning effigies. Here, there is Ras Leelas or dance. South, Avadh, Ayut Puja and Saraswati Puja. So, different ways it is celebrated. All these festivals are nothing but celebrations and they have spiritual symbolism, spiritual significance. So, first become Durga embodiment of all the virtues. Kill the bad. Then kill the Ravana. Then come back and brotherhood, with this seva and love, you will do service and then light the lamps and then there would be coronation. So just think of three things you are delaying. and make a now plan. Now plan consists of three things. First, what are those three things? Second is time limit, and third, how. Otherwise, this postponing business will land you in trouble. You will miss work on body, work on mind, work on soul. Mind, body, soul. And do it now. Here and now. Without delaying. Three persons are at the lake fishing. And an angel appears. Angel touches the back of one person. And his backache is cured. And he is so happy. He thanks the angel. He touches other person's eyes. And he had poor eyesight. And he gets 20 by 20 vision. He is happy. He is about to touch the third one. And he says, stay away. I am on sick leave. Om Shanti.